Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Okay. In this episode, I will speak about
To the People and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
In this episode, I will speak of the governing of the Roman Catholic Church as headed by the Pontiff, the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. I will speak of the Gentiles and the papacy. Let's begin. Genesis 44, verse 19. The question is asked, the judgment is set, and it's ongoing. The question is asked the Gentiles, have ye a father? Genesis 44, 20. The Gentiles' response is, we have a father, an old man. Now, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is given commandment, Samuel 28, verses 11 and 15. The commandment to the Lord God says, bring me up. All right? That's my responsibility. Who is the me? Let's read on, or let's continue and see. Have ye a father? The question, the response from the Gentiles, we have a father, an old man. 1 Samuel 28, verse 14, an old man cometh up. He is covered with a mantle. This is a word picture. James 2, verse 3 says of the old man, him that weareth the gay clothing. Notice the word, or the term there, gay clothing. Speaking of a male, him that weareth the gay clothing. He is covered with a mantle at times. An old man comes up. The old man, the Gentiles say, is their father. Of course, the old man who has come up or brought up speaks to the papacy and the pope, as well as the whole line of succession of popes. The old man. Now, the old man asks the question, 1 Samuel 26, verse 18, what have I done? And remember, the old man speaks to the whole line of popes. Well, one thing the papacy has done is set down in Revelation verses, chapter 18, verses start with 11 through 13. It says, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Notice the word there, slaves. Now these are things, this is a listing of things that are bought and sold. Slaves are among those things which are bought and sold. This passage which I just read, an old law put forth by the papacy. The law is to the Gentiles. The law is against black people, referred to as slaves. In this word picture of a law here in Revelation 18, 11 through 13, in this word picture, the papacy reduces black people to the category of merchandise, things that are bought and sold. A law which reduces human beings, black people, to the category of slaves, taking them from the category of men, Homo sapiens, and placing them in a new category set up by the papacy, consisting of things that are bought and sold. What has the papacy done? The papacy has made merchandise of human beings. The papacy has made merchandise of black people. History tells us that during the enslavement era, black people were bought and sold. All right? Now, for more on this matter, consult Lawmasters Archives. So, that is one thing the papacy has done, made merchandise of human beings. And, of course, the law was carried out, history tells us, by the Gentiles, who operate today under the alias of white people. Now, continuing, what has the papacy done? We will see as we continue here what else the papacy has done. Okay, now, in 2 Timothy, we get another papacy, 2 Timothy 1:11. The papacy speaks, saying about itself, a teacher of the Gentiles, the Pope, a teacher of the Gentiles. And in Romans 2, verse 20, an instructor of the foolish. This is from the voice of the papacy in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, into the voice of the papacy. Those are the papacy, teachers of the Gentiles, instructors of foolish, wearing gay clothing, covered with a mantle, an old man has indeed come up. Old man, the Gentiles say, is their father. They have a father in the old man. Those are one that is of the papacy. And remember this, the papacy, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of the Gentiles. The Christian doctrine is a foolish doctrine. Come down from the papacy to the Gentiles. The Gentiles preach a foolish doctrine. The papacy says, calls his people foolish. He says, I am an instructor of the foolish. And the foolish are identified in the 2 Timothy 1:11 statement as being the Gentiles. Those who carried out the order descending from the papacy, making merchandise of human beings, causing black people to be reduced to the level of merchandise, which is bought and sold. A good word picture of the papacy and the people, the Gentiles, the foolish, as said by the papacy, the voice of the papacy. James 2:6 says, to the papacy and to the people, the Gentiles, it says, ye have despised the poor, and certainly Gentiles have a history of despising the poor. The Gentiles made black people a poor people. In the judgment, the black people are referred to as poor. Ye, the Gentiles, headed by the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, by the papacy, have despised the poor. You have made merchandise of the poor. You have reduced black people, taking them from the category of Homo sapiens, putting them in a new group created by the papacy, a group of things that are bought and sold. Remember, the word picture is a law. The word picture, Revelation chapter 18, what I read from there, that was the law, which descended down from the old man, the papacy. Now, so the papacy and the Gentiles are accused of reducing human beings to merchandise, despising them. Samuel 23, verse 11 says, he will come down. Come down means to suffer loss in status, wealth, etc. He will come down. Is it true that the Pope will come down? Is it yea or nay? Will he come down? We shall see as the judgment continues. Now, remember the question coming from the voice of the papacy? What have I done? 1 Samuel 28, 1 Samuel 26, that is. Verse 18, what have I, the papacy, done? Answer here, 1 Samuel 26, verse 16 says, ye have not kept your master. Now, what is that talking about? Ye have not kept your master. Here we have Genesis 31, verse 13 says, the voice of the Lord, the voice of God, the word of God, ye vowed a vow to me. Nahum 1, verse 15, commandment says to the papacy, perform thy vows. It says this to the papacy and the Gentiles, perform thy vows. Psalm 50, verse 14, commandment says to them, pay thy vows to the Most High. The Most High has been identified as the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Perform thy vows, pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You vow the vow, now keep your word. It is time now for the papacy and the Gentiles to perform their word, to perform their word that they made to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Now the commandment says to them, the papacy and the Gentiles, take care of him. Let's just speak about the papacy. The papacy bears the responsibility of taking care of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They promised the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The promise is in Job 11, verse 18. It says, thou shalt be secure. Okay? They have promised the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, security. Take care of him. The promise, well, the commandment, take care of him. The promise, thou shalt be secure. The commandment, take care of him, is in Luke chapter 10, verse 35. And the vow is in Job chapter 11, verse 18. And the commandments for them to perform their vows, Nahum 1, verse 15, Psalm 50, verse 14. Perform thy vows, pay thy vows to the Most High. Now, what have they done? They have not performed their vows. First Samuel 26:16 says, this thing is not good that thou hast done. Psalm 66, verse 13, the papacy says to God, the voice of the papacy says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, I will pay thee my vows. Another promise. So you have two promises coming from the papacy. One, Job 11, verse 18, saying to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thou shalt be secure. And the second promise here, coming from the papacy, Psalm 66, verse 13, saying, I will pay thee my vows. The word of God has said to the papacy, thou shalt vow a vow and pay it, perform it. Right? Now, 1 Samuel 26:16 again, to the papacy, this thing is not good that thou hast done. What have they not done? They have not kept, they have not lived up to their word. They have neglected their responsibility in not securing, not providing security for the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, as they have promised the Lord God, the Most High. They have neglected their responsibility. The Pope has neglected his responsibility. The papacy has neglected its responsibility. So the word continues saying to the papacy, Psalm 50, verse 17, saying, thou hatest instruction and cast my words behind thee. 1 Samuel 15, 22 through 23, behold, it is said to the papacy, the Pope, to obey is better than sacrifice. Thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. Sin, thou hatest instruction and cast my words behind thee. 1 Samuel 26:16, as the Lord liveth, ye are worthy to die, because ye have not kept your master. You have not performed your vows coming from your voice, you have been negligent, you have neglected your responsibility. As the Lord liveth, the Lord God lives. His name is Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God lives. To the papacy, to the Pope, ye are worthy to die because ye have not kept your master. Now, we have an instruction here, Psalm 109, verse 7, which says, when he shall be judged, let him be condemned. This is the word of God. He shall be judged. The papacy shall be judged. The old man shall be judged. Let him be condemned. So we have a good word picture of the papacy, a good word picture of the old man. The Gentiles have a father. He is an old man, they say, wearing a mantle at times, wearing gay clothing. The papacy, the law of Revelation 18, which I read, has descended from the papacy, making merchandise of black people. The papacy has not performed its responsibility to its God. It has neglected its responsibility, and the Pope, they have not kept their master. And the word says, ye are worthy to die. Now, the papacy is brought up as God is commanded to bring up the papacy, the voice of the papacy. The papacy is brought up. The sitting pope is brought up. Mark the scriptures, 1 Samuel 28, verses 11 and 15, as fulfilled by the Lord God Tommy L. Hart. The statements say, bring me up. The Lord God Tommy L. Hart has brought up the voice of the papacy. We have a description of the papacy, those of the papacy wearing a mantle, wearing gay clothing, which says in its own voice, he is a teacher of the foolish. He is a teacher of the Gentiles. The papacy, as well as this Pope Francis, have neglected their responsibility. They have not complied with the law. They have not performed their vows. They have not kept the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The word of God says to the Pope, it says of the papacy, as I live, saith the Lord, ye are worthy to die. Join me on Twitter, Tommy L. Hart, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Hart is spelled H-A-R-T. And do not forget, do not neglect to visit Lawmasters Archives. Keep up with what is going on in this realm of God with respect to my Twitter, my tweets, and Lawmasters Archives. Keep up with what's going on. And do join me next time when the things having to do with the judgment continue.